أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولما رجع موسى إلى قومه غضبان أسفا قال بئس ما خلفتموني من بعدي أعجلتم أمر ربكم وألقى الألواح وأخذ برأس أخيه يجره إليه قال ابن أم إن القوم استضعفوني وكادوا يقتلونني فلا تشمت بي الأعداء ولا تجعلني مع القوم الظالمين قال رب اغفر لي ولأخي وأدخلنا في رحمتك وأنت أرحم الراحمين صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 150 and 151 of Surah Al-A'raf. Musa alayhi salatu wassalam comes back to his community. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala informed us in the previous verses that they had begun to worship the calf that was made of gold, just making a sound. It interested them, and now they turn to that worship. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَمَّا رَجَعَ مُوسَىٰ إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ. And when Musa alayhi salatu wassalam returned to his people, he returned in the condition غَضْبَانَ أَسِفًا. Allah Ta'ala uses two words to express the condition of Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. Ghadban, angry. Asifa, remorseful, sad. Ulama have explained just for our own purposes that a person becomes angry when he sees a condition that he is not pleased with. Asifan, a person becomes sad, he becomes remorseful. When the condition is beyond his control, then there's remorse, there's regret, there's sadness, there's grief and all of that. So both these conditions that come upon Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, he did not like the fact that his people were worshipping the idols, and on the other hand, this was something that was beyond him. قَالَ بِئْسَمَا خَلَفْتُمُونِي مِنْ بَعْدِي. Musa alayhi salatu wassalam addressed his people and he said, evil is this that you people have succeeded me after myself. In other words, after I left you, you ought to have continued on the ibadat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But you people were evil successors in that you have turned away from Allah and now you worship these idols. أَعَجِلْتُمْ أَمْرَ رَبِّكُمْ. Did you people hasten the command of Allah Rabbul Izzat? You ought to have waited for the alwah, the tablets, or according to some, the Torah that's supposed to have come to you. You ought to have waited patiently so that it would come and you would be able to then fulfill the commandments of Allah, follow the commandments of Allah. But then Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, in his anger, وَأَلْقَ الْأَلْوَاحِ. Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, hurriedly, in a hurry, he placed down the tablets. In other words, he took it out from his hand, he put it down, and then وَأَخَذَ بِرَأْسِ أَخِي. And then he got hold of the head, in other words, of his brother. In Surah Taha, it was the head and the beard of Sayyidina Harun alayhi salatu wassalam, because he was supposed to have looked after the Bani Israel. He's supposed to have checked them, made sure that they were on the ibadat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now this anger of Musa alayhi salatu wassalam was not the heat of passion, was not the heat of his own personal desire, but this was from the flame of his iman. He is a Nabi of Allah Rabbul Izzat. He brought his people to this point that he freed them from the tyranny of Fir'aun. He brought them across the waters. They had seen this miracle, and then they wanted to have some God like other communities. He brought them away from all of that. Now this is that passion, the heat of his iman, that Musa alayhi salatu wassalam reacts, that he cannot see his community after doing so much, now turning towards idolatry, turning towards shirk, turning towards ascribing partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So yajurruhu ilay, after taking hold of the head of Musa, of Harun alayhi salam, he pulls it towards him. But Harun alayhi salatu wa salam, he makes his plea, qala ibna umma innal qawma astadhafuni wa kadu yaqtulunani. Harun alayhi salam says, O son of my mother, both of them were real brothers from the same father, same mother, but because a mother has compassion in her heart, and because it is from the womb of the mother that a child comes out, so we have come out from the same womb. So that is why he says, O son of my mother, إِنَّ الْقَوْمَ اسْتَضَعْفُونِي وَكَادُوا يَقْتُلُونَنِي. Certainly my community, the people, had taught me to be weak. In other words, they had overrun me. And second, وَكَادُوا يَقْتُلُونَنِي. It was close that they were going to kill me. That was that passion in the Banu Israel to worship this calf, that now they did not listen to Sayyiduna Harun alayhi salatu wassalam. They overran him insofar as his decisions were concerned, insofar as his leadership was concerned, and they threatened to kill him. فَلَا تُشْمِدْ بِيَ الْأَعْدَاءَ وَلَا تَجْعَلْنِي مَعَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. Two things Sayyiduna Harun alayhi salam says to Musa alayhi salam, that do not make the enemy happy over me. In other words, in the way you are dealing with me, this Bani Israel will have no regard for me whatsoever, and do not make me amongst the zalimin, the wrongdoers. I didn't indulge in idolatry. I didn't encourage the Bani Israel. I didn't just turn an eye away from them as though there was nothing wrong. I continued and I persistently told them about the wrong that they are doing, but they did not listen to me. Musa alayhi salatu wassalam realizes that here there is something that needs to be put right, is that he had dealt with his brother Sayyiduna Harun alayhi salatu wassalam in a manner that was not becoming. Harun alayhi salatu wassalam was a Nabi of Allah, and obviously being a Nabi of Allah, he is also sinless. He is also kept away from sin, saved from sin by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is infallible. And Musa alayhi salatu wassalam realizes this, and he turns to Allah Rabbul Izzat. قَالَ رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِي أَخِي. O Allah, forgive me and also forgive my brother. Harun alayhi salatu wassalam had forgiven Musa alayhi salatu wassalam for whatever had transpired. But this is a very, very great lesson that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala teaches us also. Sometimes in an enthusiasm. Now here was an imani enthusiasm. Here was the flame of iman. But even then I was wrong in doing what I did. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wassalam sought forgiveness from Harun alayhi salatu wassalam, and now he turns to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. On many occasions, in the name of Allah, in the name of the deen of Allah, we transgress and we hurt others, and that doesn't give us any right to do so. Hence we need to seek their forgiveness. And after they had forgiven us, they had overlooked us, the second thing Musa alayhi salatu wassalam shows us is we ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for our and for their forgiveness. Rabbi ighfir li, O Allah, forgive me, wa li akhi, and forgive my brother. Wa adkhilna fi rahmatik, and O Allah, admit us into your mercy. Wa anta arhamur rahimin, and O Allah, you are the most merciful of all those that show mercy. And in this way, Musa alayhi salatu wassalam teaches us also as individuals, as communities, as an ummah, that whatever it may be, even in the name of Allah, even in the name of the deen of Allah, we cannot trample the rights of others and expect us to be rewarded by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.